Some people pay other people to turn a wrench, swap their oil filter. Me, DIY, all day. This isn't convenience. It's confidence. Purelator 20K oil filters. Clean oil, more miles. Over 99% filter to perfection. Only at Walmart.com or select Walmart stores. Purelator. Keep it purring.
Spring is here, and there's a whole new way to chai at Starbucks that's made perfect for you. Choose your sweetness, dial it up, or keep things light. Add a touch of pistachio, a hint of strawberry, or vanilla. Or make it a spring classic with lavender. Because this season, there's endless ways to chai at Starbucks.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
2026 looks like being a very significant year for Cadence Minerals. The company has started out January 2026 with a useful-looking announcement about a preliminary environmental license. Here to tell us what that means and what lies ahead, it's Kieran Mozzaria. Kieran, hello to you.
Hello, how are you doing?
Very well, how are you?
Yeah, good, good. As you said, a great start for 2026 for us, and as a gradual progress over 2025, and starting well for us in 2026. Yeah, so a bit about that. I mean, ultimately, one of the key parts of any mining operation and mining development program is in environmental licenses, and we've been talking about the grant or the process of those environmental licenses for a while. And actually, what we got at the beginning of this year was basically the grant of the preliminary environmental license for the mine and the associated processing plant and tailings dam and the mining. So we got that preliminary environmental license granted. I think it's really important that it actually confirms the environmental feasibility study for the full mine capacity at 5.5 million tons of DR grade per annum. It's basically a major regulatory milestone in terms of environmental licensing Brazil. It materially de-risks the project, and it provides a very clear pathway towards our next stages of the mine development. In addition to covering the 5.5 billion tons, it also, full capacity mine, it actually covers the Azteca plant, which is the smaller plant that we embarked on getting funded, which we got funded last year through an offtake, and getting that into production in a much more shorter timescale. Instead of years, we're talking months. So this license is the license before the installation license, and once we have the installation license, which we expect during by the end of March this year, that means we can start construction of Azteca, and theoretically, if we had the full funding for the mine, we could actually start the construction of the full mine. But in essence, what we're doing is to start the Azteca plant once we get the installation license granted. And there's some very clear sort of timelines and clear deliverables to get that done.
So just a bullet point yesterday's release before we move on to what happens next. Is it correct to say then, Kieran, that from an environmental perspective, Cadence is now permitted to produce and process ore at Amapá?
So no, because what happens in Brazil, it's a several stages. So the first stage is what we call the preliminary license. That preliminary license or environmental license basically says that the project is environmentally feasible. You've got your mitigation plans in terms of environmental degradation, called your PCA and RCA. That is effectively the biggest hurdle, let's call it, in terms of environmental licensing in Brazil. The next stage is the installation license, and the preliminary license sets out some conditions to get there, and those conditions have been, one, an archaeological study, and a grant of water extraction permit, and a grant of basically disposing of the tailings or the overflow of the tailings, the water from the tailings into the river systems. Now, as our tailings are inert, it's not a problem. And in essence, those are the two things that actually we've mentioned that we needed to get our installation license, and we flagged and telegraphed last year, and we actually submitted our archaeological study to the federal side of it, which is called IFAN, in December. So those two, those three things were the other major outstanding items. And once we have those things completed and approved, SEMA then will grant an installation license, which is the point that we can construct the mine and construct Azteca. I mean, we will be obviously, well, that's what we will be doing, is embarking on the recommissioning of the Azteca plant to produce about 380,000 tons of 65% Fe grade material. And then you can start operating. It operates separately. So you have a sorry, you have the environmental license, which is a statewide regulatory body called SEMA, and then you have ANM, which is the federal licensing authority for mining licenses. So once we've already got a mining license, but to extract from that mining license, you need the environmental approval, i.e., your installation and operational licenses, which come through this process. But the most important thing was to get the preliminary license granted.
So moving towards the installation license, then you've mentioned a few things that are involved in that. Is there anything else, or did you cover it off in your previous remarks?
Yeah, there are small things like having a technical person, a responsible technical person, which we have. All of those things, those are in place. But the major ones, which are talking about timeline, were the archaeological study, which has been submitted to the federal approval for a federal approval, and the water extraction license and the water effluent license, which we're preparing the reports, and they will also be submitted to SEMA. We see no issue with those because ultimately we already had done an archaeological study that was done previously. We had just had to update it and put more detail. There was no archaeological aspects or cultural aspects that were going to be infringed by the mine and an expansion in the long term. The water extraction, there had previously been a water extraction license for the mine. There had previously been a tailings disposal license for the mine. So we're just updating those to current regulations, and we're not changing the process. We're not changing effectively our product. We're not changing any of the type of tailings that are going out, which effectively silica and iron. So that is, we don't see any issues with that. But it's a brownfield site, which we're substantially keeping the same process flow sheet. So there should be no issues at all with that.
So is it fair to say then that you're a long way down the line to gaining this installation license?
Yes, and that's why we can, with confidence say that we believe that we'll get the installation license by the end of March this year.
And so you mentioned the next step after the installation license, Kieran. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so the installation license, as I said, allows us to do two things. It's for the mine, and it's basically allows us to, it's for the whole mine, the full development of the mine, but we're going to develop Azteca because Azteca is funded. We've got a prepay of $4.6 million, which we're going to utilize to fund and construct that plant. That plant used to partly process tailings. We're going to be processing material that was partly processed beforehand, which is of a higher grade of around 55%. And it's a very simple plant. It's effectively a screen and a magnetic separator and some spirals. So that will we believe that we should be able to get that into commission by the end of June. So in June or beginning of July, we will be effectively cash flow positive by shipping our first by producing iron ore and shipping it. So that will then give us free cash flow, and that free cash flow at current iron ore prices, which have stabilized and stayed strong, we still believe we should be able to get about a $40 margin on that per ton, which we can then utilize for the funding of the ongoing funding of AMAPA, the completion of the DFS, and moving forward to a full production in at for the full AMAPA project, which would involve the recommissioning of the railway, the port, the mine, That's a really substantial project of 1.9 billion NPV, free cash flow of $350 million a year, and internal rate of return of 56%. So really attractive project as well.
It's a great way to get moving on a huge project like Amapa, though, isn't it? With a smaller scale operation such as the one you're talking about at Azteca.
Yeah, it is. Not only because it provides a cash flow, but m more importantly, it shows to the investors and any potential investors who would invest in the larger project that we're capable of operating in that environment. We will, in essence, be, and also to the local community that we can operate in that environment, and to the investors for in Cadence that we can operate in that. It adds confidence, consider de-risk materially the project. And I think importantly, the way that we've been approaching this is that we're going for installation licenses across all of the aspects of the project. The mine, as we've just discussed, the rail, which is part of our integrated plan, which we have a concession over for the next 25 years, and then our own private port, again, to get the installation license for that. Once you then have a fully integrated project with installation licenses already granted, you will then use the money as part alongside in parallel, use the money from the free cash flow from Azteca to fund the DFS. You then have a DFS, very low risk project, licenses risk removed because you have the installation licenses, and a fully integrated project that's going to deliver $30 a ton FOB iron ore to our port. So, and produce a DR grade project. So it becomes a very attractive way to start that process. Go with a small plant, still producing 65%, generate that cash flow, and that just reinforces the credibility, the ability to go through to a full production, highly profitable mine.
What sort of partnerships or deals do you think you'll have to do to get the full project going?
Well, it's a substantial amount of money, $377 million. I would add that that is a substantial money of absolute value, but in fact, if you compare it to other iron ore projects, for example, typically in Australia, a project of this size just for the processing plant would be brand new, would be $550 million. We're talking $377 million for refurbishing the plant, and we're improving the process flow sheet. We are the railway will be refurbishing that and our own port. So it's, in terms of a capital intensity, it's very low. So that's attractive. So how would you fund that? Well, a typical capital stack, of course, we'd expect to be sitting about 60% debt. The infrastructure part of it, the port and the rail, would probably get funded by effectively state banks in Brazil, either federal banks with long-term loans and low interest rates, because they have a specific desire to develop the capital, develop infrastructure in the north of Brazil, some of the poorest part of Brazil. So we believe we'll be able to get that funding at a federal or a state level, from federal banks and state banks. Then you would then look at the remainder of that debt being funded with traditional mining financiers for the plant. Then the remaining equity would be split roughly. We believe that we should be able to get a proportion of it in royalty streaming, another portion through an offtake agreement, and then the rest in equity. The idea there being to minimize dilution at the project level. And that could be through a JV partner at the project level. That is the intent, is effectively to get the capital funded at the project level, and not through Cadence as an entity. And in essence, that allows minimizes dilution for Cadence shareholders as well.
Yeah, very big and ambitious plans you've got there, Kieran. Before we finish up, perhaps we could loop it back to Azteca. You mentioned a couple of minutes ago that the company ought to be in a cash flow generating position by the end of June, I think you said, which actually, if you calculate that we're now into January, that's less than 6 months officially. Is there going to be a sort of ramp up period or a commissioning phase, or is it going to be a kind of sort of standing start and off you go?
Well, there will be a bit of ramp up in the commissioning phase. That's in that 3 months. We have an old stockpile that's right next to it, which is from the tailings that will process that. We won't and utilize that for that ramp up. It is a relatively simple process. As I said, it's a screening, magnetic stages, and some spirals. What we will be doing in the interim, which that you know, the one thing that this preliminary environmental license allows us to do, it gets us to really start planning ahead in terms of long-term lead items, doing some testing. We have certainty around it. It gives us confidence and certainty to invest that capital in appointing contractors, planning the detailed engineering for the Azteca plant. So we actually now have a longer lead time, as it were, and we'll be doing some testing to see if we can improve that flow sheet a bit. But ultimately, it's a relatively simple flow sheet. It's proven and it's worked beforehand. We've known the recovery rates. We have the historic data. So it's not a large plant that usually takes about a, depending on the age of the plant and the level of technology, if any of it's new technology, you know, can only take anywhere between 6 to 12 months of ramp up and commissioning time. You know, we're not producing a lot. We're doing 380,000 tons a year. And it's a relatively simple process. So, but we'll build in that commissioning, and we built that commissioning time into the 3 months commissioning that we have, which is construction, which is rehabilitation commissioning.
Right, so we can look forward to cash flow at the end of June, and that really will be a banner moment for Cadence, won't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It means that effectively the Azteca project will not need funding. Sorry, the whole AMAPA project and our investment will not need funding. It's planned at all from Cadence going forward. It'll be self-funding to do its work all the way through to DFS. And actually, with that, if it's chucking off $40 a ton, it will have actually spare couple capital to do preliminary works on the actual AMAPA plant.
So you'll become the ideal junior mining company then, a self-funding one.
I certainly hope that to be the case, and that's the plan, and that's why we embarked on this journey starting the beginning of last year.
Well, we wish you well with it, Kieran Mulsaria. Thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Some people pay other people to turn a wrench, swap their oil filter. Me, DIY, all day. This isn't convenience. It's confidence. Purelator 20K oil filters. Clean oil, more miles. Over 99% filter to perfection. Only at Walmart.com or select Walmart stores. Purelator. Keep it purring.
When the world is calling, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, including Montreal, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, travel from Columbus is closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
Some people pay other people to turn a wrench, swap their oil filter. Me, DIY, all day. This isn't convenience. It's confidence. Purelator 20K oil filters. Clean oil, more miles. Over 99% filter to perfection. Only at Walmart.com or select Walmart stores. Purelator. Keep it purring.